Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so first up, we're talking about Heather Graham, and honey, she is not holding back. Okay, so you know Heather from Boogie Nights, right? That film was absolutely iconic, and girl has been in Hollywood for decades. Well, she's just come out swinging about how awkward and odd it is to film intimate scenes in Hollywood now, especially after the whole Me Too movement. Now listen, before y'all come for me in the comments, I am 100% here for the changes that Me Too brought to Hollywood. It was absolutely necessary, and I will die on that hill. But Heather's basically saying that the pendulum has swung so far that now filming these scenes has become, well, awkward as hell. She's calling it the new reality, and apparently it's gotten quite odd compared to how things used to be done. Now I'm thinking, imagine being on set trying to film something that's supposed to look natural and passionate, but you've got like 17 people monitoring every single move, making sure everything's appropriate. I mean, I get why it's necessary, but girl, that does sound like it would kill the vibe completely. The audacity of Hollywood, though, right? Like, they created this mess in the first place by not having proper protections for actors, especially women. And now everyone's scrambling to figure out how to do their jobs while actually keeping people safe. It's giving me very much cleaning up your own mess energy, you know what I mean? But here's what I'm thinking. Heather's been in this game for so long, she's seen it all, from the Wild West days of the 90s to now, and she's basically witnessing this massive cultural shift happening in real time. That must be absolutely mental to experience. Okay, so moving on to some much more somber news, and I need y'all to sit with me for a minute because we lost a legend. Dash Crofts from Seals and Crofts has passed away at 87 years old, and honestly, my heart is just, it's heavy. Now, if you're too young to know who Seals and Crofts were, girl, let me educate you real quick. These two absolute icons gave us Summer Breeze. And if you don't know that song, I know you know it once you hear it. It's that smooth, beautiful, makes you feel like you're floating kind of song that your parents probably played during those long car rides in the summer. Dash and his mate, Jim Seals, were childhood friends who turned their friendship into this incredible musical partnership. They had Diamond Girl, Get Closer, all these massive hits in the 70s. We're talking about proper soft rock royalty here. The kind of music that just, it hits different, you know? It's got soul, it's got heart, it makes you feel things. What gets me is that they were childhood friends first. Like, imagine growing up with someone and then creating this beautiful art together that touches millions of people's lives. That's not just a business partnership. That's a proper life bond right there. 87 years old, though. The man lived a full life, created beautiful music, and left behind this incredible legacy. But still, losing these legends always hits me right in the feels. It's like another piece of music history is gone, you know? Right, so let's shift gears completely because we need to talk about Grey's Anatomy and Honey. This show is still giving us life after all these years. So apparently, there are all these behind-the-scenes secrets that are better than wondering. And girl, I am absolutely living for this tea. Grey's Anatomy started as a mid-season replacement back in 2005. Can you believe it's been nearly 20 years? The longevity of this show is absolutely mental. Now, I don't know about you, but I have definitely been that person staying up all night binge-watching Grey's. Like, you tell yourself you're just going to watch one episode, and then suddenly it's 4 in the morning, and you're ugly crying about some character you've only known for 3 hours. The emotional manipulation of this show is unmatched. But these behind-the-scenes secrets, I'm dying to know what they are. Like, we already know the drama that's happened over the years with cast members leaving, the whole Patrick Dempsey situation, all the relationship drama both on and off screen. This show has given us more real-life drama than some of the actual storylines. What I love about Grey's, though, is how it's managed to keep reinventing itself. They've had so many cast changes over the years. People have left, new people have come in, but somehow it still feels like the same show. That takes some serious skill from the writers and producers. And can we talk about how this show has basically trained an entire generation of people to think they could perform surgery? Like, I've watched so much Grey's Anatomy that I genuinely think I could at least assist in an operating room. Obviously, I absolutely could not, but the confidence this show gives you is unreal. Now let's get into some tea that's got me proper worked up, because we need to talk about BTS and their working conditions, and girl, I am not okay after hearing about this. So in their new documentary, the boys have opened up about their absolutely grueling work schedule. And when I tell you, it made my heart break. Suga basically said that speaking up about it would be like committing a crime, and that hit me right in the chest. He talked about how he just wants to have fun making music, but instead it feels like they're operating like a factory. A factory, girl! These are artists, these are human beings, not machines. The fact that they feel like they can't even speak up about being overworked without it being seen as some kind of betrayal, that's absolutely heartbreaking. Now listen, I know BTS chose this life. I know they're incredibly successful and they've achieved things beyond their wildest dreams. But success doesn't mean you should be worked to the bone. These boys have been going nonstop for years. They've conquered the world, broken every record imaginable, and they're still being pushed, like they're trying to make it. What really gets me is, the music industry has this habit of chewing people up and spitting them out. We've seen it happen to so many artists over the years. They get successful, the label wants to milk every penny out of that success, and the artists end up burned out, exhausted, sometimes even worse. The fact that they feel like prisoners in their own success, that's not right. Yes, they're making incredible money. Yes, they have millions of fans, but they're still human beings who need rest, who need time to be creative without the pressure of a factory assembly line. And the worst part? They feel like they can't complain about it. Like, the guilt and the pressure they must feel from their management, from their fans, from the industry. It must be absolutely suffocating. I want better for them, you know? They've given so much to their fans and to the music industry. They deserve to make music because they love it, not because they're being forced to pump out content like machines. The whole thing just makes me think about how we consume celebrity culture and entertainment. Like, we always want more, more, more from our favorite artists, but we don't always think about the human cost of that demand. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. We covered everything from Hollywood's changing landscape to music legends, long-running TV secrets, and some proper serious stuff about artist welfare. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!